It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour brought to you by Duffy Sports Grill. Christian Catt with ESPN West Palm alongside West Virginia head coach Neil Brown. Coach, what an atmosphere. Second year here in Vegas for Big 12 Media Days. How has your days gone so far?
Yeah, it's a long day. It's a long trip from West Virginia out to Las Vegas, but I think it's a cool venue. It gives a big time feel. Being in a stadium, whether it's in AT&T Field or here at Allegiant Stadium, something our players really look forward to. The leadership in our conference has done a great job marketing our new league. And it's a great venue and a great city to really showcase it.
And you at Dove V turned a lot of heads last year, picked in the lower half, if not the lower third, of the standings going into 2023. You shocked a lot of people and had a 9-win season, first 9-win season at West Virginia since 2016, and you finished fourth in the conference behind three very good teams. What was the secret, or really, how did you guys turn things around last year?
Well, we were really close in 22. We just didn't do a very good job of finishing close games. And so we were really good on both line of scrimmages. We took care of the football, and we got a dynamic playmaker at quarterback and at some other offensive skill positions, and that allowed us to go and get to 9 wins. And we had some games that we let slip away, too. We got beat on a Hail Mary. We got beat at the end of the game versus Oklahoma State. And so we're a team that had success last year, but how do we take the next step? And that's really where our focus is at.
Going into 2024, teams should be improved, but your schedule is really brutal, probably the toughest in-conference schedule in the Big 12. On top of that, you also get Penn State and Pitt, so there really are no weeks off for West Virginia this year. What goes into that schedule for out-of-conference scheduling, and does it change at all knowing that a 12-team playoff is here?
Well, the 11 Power 4 teams is something that shouldn't be on the schedule. This is the fifth year out of six that we've done that. The only year we didn't do that was during COVID. These schedules are set well in advance. Next year we're going to start a rotation where we're going to play an FCS, a group of five, and then we'll play one regional rival. You know, what we've done is we've had a run where we've played Virginia Tech and Pitt. In the same year, we've had Penn State and Pitt. And those are regional rivals that are really good for our fans, but it's putting us at a competitive disadvantage playing 11 Power 4 teams. And so we're going to get that corrected. Our schedule it's really challenging. We open up. It's a great opportunity for not only West Virginia, but for our entire football league to play Penn State. It's the Fox Noon kickoff game. A huge amount of anticipation in our fan base. Great opportunity for our guys to go out and show what kind of football team we have as we enter the 24 season.
And give me a preview on it. What will the offense look like in 2024 for West Virginia?
Well, we've got a chance. We played really well about the last seven games of the season last year. Garrett Green's our quarterback. I think he's as good a dual-threat quarterback as there is in the country. We have a 1-2 punch at running back in Jaheim White and C.J. Donaldson. CJ's big. Jaheim's a make-you-miss guy, and CJ's a real powerful guy. We've got a pass-receiving tight end that led our team in receptions last year. We got an offensive line that brings back five of our top seven. We feel like our left tackle is as good as any tackle in the country in Wyatt Milam. And then our receiver core, we started three freshmen last year at the end of the year. We feel like they'll make a huge jump. We've added a couple of nice transfers. And then now, I think the challenge for us is we got to be better on third down in the red zone, and that's really where our focus has been.
And you mentioned one of your two running backs, C.J. Donaldson. So I hear that he switched from tight end to running back. When did that happen? Was that something you thought of when recruiting him, or was that something that happened during camp?
Well, he's a Miami kid, and so he went to Gulliver Prep, and they do a great job. And at Gulliver, they really used him as a receiver. Mm-hmm. And when we recruited him, we thought he was going to be kind of a slot guy that could flex and really kind of be a blocking guy because he's 240 pounds. And we had a running back, and we were down to three scholarship running backs. And we asked him when he came in after being there for about 2 weeks because we saw his athleticism, said, "Hey, man, we really would like for you to play running back." He's like, "Coach, I'll do whatever." I was like, "When's the last time you played running back?" He was like, "Park ball." I'm like, "All right, well." And then he takes his first carry versus Pitt, our opening game of 22. He goes 75 yards. And so the rest is kind of history.
Yeah. And a lot of change, NIL, 12-team playoff, conference realignment, specifically on conference realignment. What will the new Big 12 teams that are coming and joining in 2024, what will they come to learn in their debut season?
It's a really competitive league, and there's no weeks off. 1 through 16, everybody's got a chance to beat everybody in our league. It's a really physical league. I think the perception on the outside is we're really pass-happy and just throw the ball all over the place, and that used to be the case. That's not the case anymore. This is a group that's really physical. Special teams are played at a high level, and then you got to bring it every week to have an opportunity to win.
And before I let you go, head coach Neil Brown from West Virginia, got to play a game with you, this or that. We have two options. You got to pick one of them. So we lead off. You prefer a primetime kickoff or a noon kickoff?
Our fans take primetime. I take noon because I can be home.
And watch some of the games later
exactly,
that day.
There you go.
I mean, I'm with you, man. Yeah. As a fan, I prefer the earlier in the day and watch the primetime later. How about, do you prefer silencing a road crowd or making your home crowd blow the roof off?
Silence in a road crowd. If you can create silence on the road, man, that's a special feeling.
All right, man in the arena, get to be the bad guy. I like where your head's at there. Do you prefer winning a track race or a low-scoring defensive battle?
I'm an offensive guy, so you got to say a track meet, even though those are really difficult to win.
What gives you more joy? What excites you more? The walk-on who shocks everybody, or the five-star who exceeds your expectations?
You know, as a former walk-on myself, I would probably say the walk-on. You know, I think we're a group of overachievers, group of underdogs, group of that are really hungry. I think that's kind of the identity of our state, so that's an easy one.
If I were to give you the choice between these two walk-offs to win a football game, do you prefer the walk-off field goal or the walk-off blocked field goal?
We've had both in the last year or so, so I think the walk-off field goal, because you're in control of that.
And do you prefer college overtime rules or the NFL's way of doing the overtime?
I think college works. Yeah, I think that's a better way to do it.
And it is Duffy's Sports Grills Capital One Orangeville Media Tour, so I got to ask, when given the option at Duffy's, or do you prefer burger or wings? You can only pick one of the two.
Burger. I'm
burger.
A burger guy, yep.
And what do you put in your burger?
This is simple, so cheese, pickles, ketchup, mustard. That's it.
Easy. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's simple.
This is head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers, Neil Brown, here with the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour. Coach, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.